This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If you wrap foil around that, just like the little bit of the base part of the banana where the fruit is, wrap foil around that top and they will last longer.
You know, I'm something of a scientist myself.
Who needs your bananas to last longer, though?
Look, I don't want to go to the store every other day for bananas.
They're 8 cents each.
What the hell are you talking about? What is going on?
You're going to wrap them in foil?
They're better when they're just a little green. Yeah.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Too much work.
Not that much trouble, Rich.
Too much work.
Says the guy that's got a spreadsheet with 3,000 fantasy teams.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, baby. Hung out with Adam Krautwurst earlier on the Deep End podcast, trying to figure out the draft order.
That's weird. Me too.
Yes. Who would you rather have? Neighbors or Odunze in fantasy?
Odunze all day long.
Really?
Yeah, and Daniel Jones is booty. I just don't trust that to work at all for them.
What I like about why I would pick Neighbors is it's all his.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Odunze might just be undeniable, and the fact that DJ Moore and Keenan Allen are on that team won't hold him back.
Right.
But with the Giants, you know, it's close.
Yeah, I admit that. I mean, Caleb Williams hasn't played it down yet, but I trust him way more than I want to trust Daniel Jones to get the ball to an elite receiver.
Well, I would say we have to agree to disagree, but we don't have to agree to disagree. We might just disagree. I don't even want to agree.
It's the foundation of this show.
It is time for our Facebook Live show to begin, presented by Quilted Squirrel. When you're ready to generate more leads and grow your business, call Quilted Squirrel. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Round two of the NFL draft is, of course, tonight. Round one is over, and the Bills picked nobody. And Tyler Dunn was there to see it. Tyler, what a spectacle it maybe turned out to be with everybody in the room. You know it's going to be a long night. And then it ends up being, you know, kind of a non-event. It's interesting, but
even longer than long. I mean, what would Bean talk at 1 a.m., Tyler?
He did. Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, the eclipse, right? If you were in a spot in Western New York where it was really, really cloudy, all this anticipation, all this buzz, you put on the glasses and you don't see anything whatsoever. So, but you know, it was dramatic, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I was texting with you, Mike. I mean, this is why the NFL is the greatest reality show. I mean, to make a trade, I'm sure you've been, you know, breaking it down all day, but with the Kansas City Chiefs, your nemesis, three of the last 4 years, a Tyreek Hill light. I mean, he's compared to Tyreek Hill to basically hand him to the Chiefs on a silver platter. And look, Bean is right to say they probably get their guy regardless. Man, it's ballsy. It's, you know, yep. He gets that big baller nickname, but sometimes it's thrown around a little too much. I was half expecting Brandon Bean to step to the podium, you know, like Sam Cassell after those big but he was a little more subdued,
Good, yeah. Half expected that.
Maybe I'm like a lot of fans. I don't know. I don't want to compliment, you know, my thought process to think that like lots of people would share it. But like, I really appreciate how like the guts it takes to ignore the team you're trading with and just do it because you know you've got your process. You don't want to forsake that because you're scared of the Chiefs, like, I don't know, like Bulldog in North Buffalo might be at the moment it's happening. Like, oh no, it's the Chiefs! Oh my God! So I respect it, but you know, it's impossible to ignore the optics of it being the Chiefs and it being a player that is the fastest player in the draft after they've gone without Tyreek Hill. And all they've done is win the Super Bowl twice in a row without Tyreek Hill. Now they've got like some sort of a facsimile. Yeah, like they're in my head. I freely admit it. The Chiefs are in my head. The first moment I liked the idea of the Bills drafting Xavier Worthy Tyler was thinking about him on the Chiefs. I went, oh, I can't have that. Maybe I better draft him. Yeah, that's a great idea. I admit, flawed process, but I'm just being honest.
I mean, the Bills are basically saying, our scouts are better than your scouts. Like, we have standards at the position, and we're going to stick to those standards. Mm-hmm. You have your standards, and we believe that those standards are incorrect. Right? Like, Brandon Bean cannot sit at the podium and just trash a prospect. He's not going to do it as honest as he is. But in so many words, I mean, he said, look, we had X amount of first-round mm-hmm. grades. We figured, you know, the Chiefs are probably moving up for a receiver. They're going to get their guy regardless, and we're going to stick to what we do. So you have to respect it. I mean, that they have their process, they have their beliefs, and they're going to stick with it. But I'm with you. I mean, if you win two Super Bowls with, God, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Rashee Rice, and now you have Hollywood Brown – now you have Xavier Worthy. You know Andy Reid will be able to scheme something up. I mean, you can just picture Patrick Mahomes with those high-arching arrows, you know, at Arrowhead. But you can't think that way. I get the logic from the Bills. And also, look, the draft isn't won in round one alone.
Right.
It just really brought me back to Green Bay 2 years ago. You know, we've got a lot of Packer fans at the site from when I was at the Journal Sentinel, and man, they were losing their minds. It was into Aaron Rodgers' last season. They had two first-round picks. If I remember right, that draft was pretty loaded at receiver. They could have worked up and gotten somebody, and they took two defensive players in the first round. And fans are losing their minds. And then they take Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Luke Musgrave the next year at tight end, Tucker Kraft, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks. They just go nuts drafting receivers and tight ends. And then, you know, what happens? Jordan Love in his first year throws for more touchdowns in a season than anybody in the history of the Chicago Bears. So the draft is not over. the Bills, they've got to have the same approach, I think. You still have to go wide receiver, hungry, crazy, wide receiver train, whatever you want to use. I think that logic still has to apply through this draft.
And then if they do, even if they trade down again first and then do it, don't they look good? I mean, Worthy has his attributes. All these other guys on Jeremy's board do too. And no two conversations, Tyler, on consecutive days on our show with people who study these players ever sounded the same. You know, it was analysts leaning on different statistics or different traits to hold up whoever their favorites were. So, I am fine with it. I mean, I think you know that. And really, like, isn't the draft every year you got to remind everybody just how much the league doesn't know, how much they can't predict, you know, any better really than so many people on the outside? I know that sounds like crazy to say, but it's true. So it's go Bills for me, Tyler. Like, last night was dramatic, and I think they'll come out of this fine.
And you can't discount, you know, we're everybody's just watching highlight clips, low light clips, games. Like, they're talking to these prospects. They're doing top 30 visits, pro days. Who knows? I mean, maybe the Bills sat down with Xavier Worthy and they didn't like what they heard, mm-hmm. right? Like, maybe they got a bad feel from him. I think there's just so much away from the film, away from the X's and O's. We've heard it from Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean. They're looking for a type, you know, Stephon Diggs. He is no longer around. We're all trying to play investigator here and piece this thing together. But I think there's that. I think they might have size requirements. And look, I mean, they have Curtis Samuel. They got Khalil Shakir. Maybe they are looking for that big X, you know, that big body. And those are still on the board. Keon Coleman is ranked ahead of Xavier Leggett. by the scouts that Bob McGinn talked to. He draws the T. Higgins comparison. I still like the idea of drafting receivers, plural, versus, you know, maybe spending on a T. Higgins in terms of capital and money, and God, I don't know how those numbers would crunch. The draft isn't over. I know people are, like, bummed out, and maybe right. they should be when Xavier Worthy is leaking free through the secondary. But, you know, we're a long way from that matchup.
Right. Catching touchdowns at the new stadium over the head of third-year Bills safety Cooper DeJohn, right? Is that where we end up, maybe? Because that
you guys,
that's in the window tonight, isn't it? Doesn't he read like a Micah Hyde replacement? He even went to Iowa, for God's sake. Like, Sean McDermott might be just impossible to contain tonight. And if they do that at 33, I don't know. I thoughts and prayers to the guys on the air here on WGR after that, if that were to happen.
Oh, if that happens, please have me back on. Then it's a different conversation. I mean, the first 14 picks, all offensive players. The owners have told everybody, we don't care about defense. The hip drop nonsense, I mean, the term was created a year ago, entered the lexicon a year later, it's banned. I mean, they want to sow that hesitation into the psyche of defensive players. And so GMs and coaches are acting accordingly. I mean, why would you fight gravity? Why in the hell would you draft a DB? I don't care how talented.
Tyler? We'll try to get Tyler back.
Got a little interference there.
Something.
It appears. Yeah. I like that player. It's DeJean.
DeJean,
I feel like I've heard it both ways, so I don't want to. I'm sorry if I'm screwing it up. I thought I had it locked down, but now I'm questioning because it's the first time I've said it, I think, on the air. I think his profile is excellent. Like, he sounds like a really good idea, but right now, this time and place, I'm a little leery of it because they don't pick again then until 60, and I mean, is the sweet spot for the receivers over by then? He was, as we were getting to 28, like from the time we got to like maybe pick 19 or 20 and Brian Thomas Jr. was still there. And of course, all the rest of these receivers were still there. Only the three of them had been picked in the top 10. That player, the DeJean, was on the board. And I think like that is the bridge is out for the wide receiver train. Like, if that dude is there, like, I feel like that could be a problem.
Right, we talked to Sal yesterday. Who's the one defensive player whose slide would have you thinking the Bills would take him at 28? It was that player. Tyler Dunn back with us on the West Hur Hotline. I can't get very far with pointing out how the Bills have beaten the Chiefs 3 years in a row. I'm just going to have to give up on making that point, Tyler. You know, like, they've also averaged 28 points in their playoff losses to the Chiefs. You know, it's not like they're that far away. I mean, I know how that sounds. One team has the rings, but it's not like the Bills have not been about their equal here for this whole time.
True. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure where I lost you, so apologies. You know, I'm getting an oil change and it picked up on the Bluetooth. So somewhere along my rant, you know, not fighting gravity, you know, with the owners telling you they don't care about defense anymore. I mean, that's to beat the Chiefs. I do think you have to think through that lens. I mean, because you're right, they're close. They're right there. But defensively, I mean, the focus on defense, where has it gotten you? It's gotten you to what? I mean, we've rattled off the numbers. I mean, they've given up, 16 touchdown drives, 8 field goal drives on 30-some possessions the last 4 playoff runs. It's been ugly. They're not getting stops. They're not getting turnovers.
Yep.
I don't know. I wouldn't agonize over Cooper, DeJean, anybody on defense. Just find a receiver, find another receiver, and take advantage of Josh Allen in full while you can.
So much good draft prospect analysis at Tyler's site, golongtd.com. Bob McGinn. I mean, every other podcast I would turn on, and it was a lot of them in the last couple of weeks, mentioned him in your site. So going into tonight, right, Tyler, like all these guys, maybe we know less, people know less about them because it's not the first round anymore. There'd be lots of good profile and sort of good storytelling too at your site on some of these players we're talking about today.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, I think, is what Bob is going to deliver. He's talking to scouts all over the country, and you know, the pre-draft madness. It's sometimes you flip on TV and it's like, man, not one bad word is said about anybody. I assume everybody's going to the Pro Bowl, but that's just not the case. You know, these GMs, these coaches, they know their butts are on the line every year. They've got to be critical. They've got to interrogate these guys. And yeah, when you hear about like an AD Mitchell and some very unkind things said about him by scouts, it's true. There's probably a reason he wasn't drafted. And teams are worried about, you know, what kind of personality he is with his diabetes situation. So it's not always pretty what you read. But Bob is as plugged into these scouts as anybody I know in the biz.
How about the rest of round one? I mean, really, there is nothing but the rest of round one. If you're a Bills fan, they didn't make a pick. Atlanta with Penix Jr. at 8, like, maybe is the
incredible
the thing that happened last night. Did you see the clip of the GM talking to the owner in the war room? It very much looked like, I mean, we couldn't hear it, but it very much looked like a conversation where the GM is like, well, no, look at, we liked his, you know, whatever. Just like, this is why we did this, is what it looked like, just reading body language. What an incredible, I love Penix Jr. I'm rooting for him. I can't believe the Falcons did that.
Can't believe it at all. I mean, you're signing Kirk Cousins. You're giving him that money. You're saying that you want to win now, that you believe you have a window here, and you have an opportunity at 8 overall to get any defensive player you want. But as we said, defense doesn't matter. So you get Robidunze. You add him to Drake London and Kyle Pitts. But, you know, I sat down with Terry Fontenot, the GM in Indy, and he said then that he was optimistic as could be, probably because he knew the Cousins deal was done, hence the tampering stuff that we're going to see come down soon. But he said, look, there are multiple options for us at quarterback. We can sign a veteran. We can go to the draft. We are thrilled with all the options at our disposal. And I guess he was telling the truth because they did both. And I get it. The position's so important. The best time to draft one is when you don't need to draft one. But you know, Jordan Love was, what, 21 years old when Green Bay drafted him? Michael Penix is 24. So what is he going to be, 26, 27, 28 by the time – contributes. I know this. Kirk Cousins is not happy. Was just talking to somebody about this. And, you know, right, surprise, surprise. But he really is not thrilled with this situation, with this quarterback room he's walking into. And you got to think about the city of Atlanta. It's just, you're just begging for a quarterback controversy. I can see that city, and you can kind of get a sense already, falling in love with Michael Penix Jr. And I get where Cousins is coming from. At the same time, you got to put your big boy pants on and compete, right? So I get that angle of it too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think that the Falcons really screwed a golden opportunity to add a player that could get them to that 49ers level in the NFC.
Tyler, one more from me. So I wonder what you're like during the day yesterday. Maybe you're unplugged, which I would respect. But if you're not, like we are in here looking at everything, every bit of what even if it's meaningless, like the speculation and sort of the leak process and everything like that. I wonder just sort of if you have an overall take on that, you know, like for instance, yesterday we had numerous reports, less than specific on just teams are open for business, that kind of thing. And so I took the bait. Like by 6:30 yesterday, I'm thinking these teams in the top 10 want to get out. If the Bills want one of these three receivers, they will get one. Like if they, the price is kind of understood, it's already established. And in the end, not only did they not, but nobody moved up. Like, you know, I know that's happened other times. If you had been in here with me, would you have been like, Mike, don't fall for it. Come on.
We all do, though. We all do. I mean, it's fun. I mean, that's everybody can be a general manager and pinpoint the prospect that they want. I think big picture, too, like the way that teams are viewing this year, there's not seven rounds of really, really good prospects. I mean, right. Not a lot of underclassmen. All the numbers are in front of me. But this is about as few as underclassmen we've seen declare in a decade. It's been a while. I think that maybe that plays into it, too. Teams know if they're trading up, they're parting with a fourth-round pick, a third-round pick, and that means a hell of a lot more this year than it did in past years. And, you know, on the outside looking in, it's like, no, go get your guy. Get a Dunze. And maybe that's the right way to think. I think the Bills, maybe they regret not going after that weapon with the Super Bowl window. But they're also looking at their roster, and they're seeing all of these veterans that left for different reasons, you know, free agency and cap constraints, all of that. And they're valuing that fourth-round pick, that fifth round, like a five-fifth or four-fifth. So they'll probably try to maybe turn that into a fourth. It's a different ball game when – there aren't really draftable players that are going to get drafted on the last few rounds.
Tyler, with this in mind, I wonder if anyone you've talked to today or even last night while it was unfolding indicated, like you just said, because of the maybe the lack of first-round caliber players that many teams would have, you know, not had 15 or maybe 20 first-round grades, that maybe the teams that were eager to move out of there were asking for a premium. Like Mike just said, it's kind of understood, baked in, what the cost is because of the, you know, past history and the different charts. Maybe teams decided to, you know, jack up the prices and there was inflation, and the teams that wanted to move up were like, I'm not paying historical rates just to do this. Forget it.
And then there's all of the God, the interpersonal relationships and the politics involved. I'm just thinking of the New England Patriots. So Elliott Wolf, you know, the son of Hall of Famer Ron Wolf, he's not officially the general manager yet. He was running the show, but you have Jonathan Kraft kind of involved. Robert Kraft, I mean, he's the owner, so he has the final say. He said at the owner's meeting that he wants a quarterback. I don't know what Elliott Wolf really wants, but maybe he would have taken 3-4 first-round picks for third overall, whatever the Giants would have offered, whatever the Vikings would have offered. But hell, if you're Elliott Wolf, you want to be the general manager, so you're probably going to do what Kraft suggests. Mm-hmm. And that'd be a hard sell to your owner. Like, hey, let's take all of these first-round picks and, you know, roll Jacoby Brissett out there. So they take Drake May, and I like Drake May a lot. But, you know, I think there's just so much behind the scenes, too, kind of beyond the numbers and this underclassmen talk that maybe we're not privy to. We have no clue.
Tyler, thank you as always. GoLongTD.com. Enjoy the rest of the draft.
Thanks so much, fellas. Absolutely. You too. Hopefully they, draft
players
and the wide receiver, right?
They draft players, yes.
That'd be swell. Thanks.
This time around. Very good. We are over on Facebook Live again today. Another WGR draft show presented by Quilted Squirrel. Are you a business owner or marketing manager who wants better results from your marketing? Of course you are. Who wouldn't? Your website needs to engage prospects. Your video content needs to tell your story, and your advertising needs to convert. Sound about right? Then it's time to check out Quilted Squirrel. For more than a decade, Quilted Squirrel has helped local companies strengthen their brands, gain visibility, and generate more leads. Learn more today at quiltedsquirrel.com. That is quiltedsquirrel.com. Lines are open for you for the rest of the Facebook Live experience, by the way. Hear your voice on Facebook. 803-0550 is the number. What do you think of Brandon Bean's tactics last night? Who do you want tonight? Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this here on WGR.
You know, he got called on the clock, obviously, because of the sensitive time with the issues of what you got going on. It's never a right time to talk to a quarterback about those things, and reactions are always going to be private when it comes to those things, unless Kirk decides to tell you some of those things, or whatever the case may be. But he's a competitor, just like us all, and can always expect those things to go just like you kind of think.
Atlanta Falcons GM Terry Fontenot talked to Tyler Dunn just a few minutes ago about this, their selection of Michael Penix Jr. at 8, ahead of J.J. McCarthy, by the way. Not just a quarterback pick, but an interesting one. Cousins sounded like he was blindsided by the pick, and it's not like the team needs to care about that. The Packers didn't care when they drafted Jordan Love about, or at least they didn't not do it. They drafted right. Jordan Love, despite Aaron Rodgers' reaction to it. Apparently, they had a visit with him, Atlanta, and even traveled to Seattle to watch him maybe at the pro day or something else. And so perhaps Cousins shouldn't have been blindsided, but maybe he did what I did and what everybody that I know probably did that analyzes this stuff is they ignored it.
Right.
So why would they do it?
Atlanta doesn't need a quarterback. They just signed Kirk Cousins to $100 million guaranteed.
Maybe round two.
Right. Yeah, right.
If he makes it to round two.
Yeah, but not eight overall. Even Jordan Love was like the last pick of the first round.
Right.
So, like, there's a different, I mean, it's, you know, it's similar enough, but it's also very different at the same time. I mean, eight overall, how long, and they're, I mean, keep digging, Falcons. I mean, I love this player. I said it numerous times during the weeks leading up. Like, he might have been my third favorite quarterback in the class after the top two guys. So I'm kind of rooting for him, but they're talking like, oh, if he doesn't play for 4 or 5 years, he's 24 years old already. What are you talking about? 4 or 5 years? Like, you've got to be kidding me. Just stop talking, Atlanta. You did it.
Stop drafting.
Just what are you doing?
And stop talking. Got a prediction for tonight. Let's take a call first, 803-0550. Also happy to have you, those of you who are watching us on our Facebook page today. Thanks to Quilted Squirrel for sponsoring that. Here is Tony with us. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Great. Thank you, Tony.
Well, you know, hey, Bulldog, look at it this way. The Chiefs just drafted Roscoe Parrish, okay? Because if you look at the measurables, they're practically the same, you know? So don't worry too much.
Okay. I might want to tell you that if Roscoe Parrish had played with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, maybe he'd have been great. So you never know.
He wasn't bad, but he couldn't stay on the field.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to find it's probably going to be the same thing with this guy. All due respect. I mean, I'm not trying to.
No. Look, it's perfectly level-headed and logical to, you know, not, you know, succumb to the Chiefs are lording over us. But I'd be lying if I told you that's not gnawing at me. Like, I admitted even any receiver that the Chiefs were attached to became a good idea to me. Because I don't want them to get anyone. Like, I'd rather they don't get. Could they just take draft picks from them because they're too good? I don't want them to draft anyone. That's where I'm at with the Chiefs. I need therapy about the Chiefs. The Chiefs, they own me in the playoffs. So whatever they do is, they could have drafted a center, and I'd be like, well, maybe I should have drafted a center. That's where the Chiefs are in my brain.
You know, we're a play or two away from having a different conversation. I don't want to go down that road, but I'm just saying.
I will.
You know, it wasn't like Super Bowl 27. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know.
We're within. You know, it's a game of inches, and we literally were within inches. And we still, you know, I think if they can get the right guys, you know, about receiver, I would be, even if they get three of them, you know, it's, you know, get one real late rounder, they find a burner, they find a size guy. I mean, that lad McConkey sounds like he's Cole Beasley, you know, as far as the way that people describe him, you know, and they got a lot of other needs to fill. And I'm pretty happy with what they did. They needed to trade back this year.
Thanks, Tony. The receiver on the Chiefs that I want or wanted for the Bills is Hollywood Brown. When Diggs was on the team, I thought he was a great idea. So if I'm going to be jealous of them, and not just their past, but like Brown is, he's somebody that I thought was gettable, and Kansas City made that move. The Bills didn't make that move. You know, free agent, they signed Curtis Samuel, but free agency is part of this too. Like, they have left themselves vulnerable. They could still go sign Tyler Boyd or something. Somebody will. Yep.
Or trade for one of the San Francisco guys or T. Higgins or someone else who we're not even thinking of that could be available today at some point.
It's all just more dubious here because, like, especially on the outside, because they didn't do that, any of that. They look short. And so, geez, what is going to happen there? What's going to happen is they will draft at least one receiver tonight. Probably at least two over the course of the weekend. And there'll be an argument that those guys are good value and good players. There's been lots of that with the Bills. There's always that. And then maybe there'll be someone else. And I think what they did last night will look good. I mean, it looks good to me already. So let's just see what they come up with in round two and in round three. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
My prediction, yes.
If they come out of tonight with two receivers and a DB that could factor into replacing Hyde and or Poyer, then it's part of the reason why, like, look, part I'm admitting the Chiefs are in my head. So I'm freaked out about Worthy. I like the idea of him on the Bills. So, like, I've got that. My overriding vision, though, is, like, it could – but we got to get there, and they got to pick a receiver at 33 and not the DB from Iowa. And, like, so it all has to come together, but there's still a great chance that, to me, they could come out looking fantastic, even just after tonight alone, and say nothing about tomorrow.
Here's Mike next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, yeah, I kind of agree with Bulldog. I guess we got to wait and see, but...
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Part of the thing that was gnawing at me all day was just thinking about the trade down and the Chiefs getting that receiver that's super fast. And my mind is kind of like yours, Bulldog. Like, geez, if it was good enough for Kansas City, how come it's not good enough for us? And then the trade down to Carolina and see Leggett go, which I'm like, okay, a lot of the commentators were saying, okay, Leggett's going to be the Bills pick. And then he goes. So
yeah, right.
I always compare ourselves to Kansas City, and it was just unnerving to me to see that guy go to Kansas City after we traded him to that spot. I guess you guys are right, though. Thanks for talking us down. We just got to wait and see how it plays out tonight.
Yeah. I mean, Bulldog's over here trying to get them banned from the draft. I don't know what kind of forces are at work here. They drafted Sky Moore in the second round 2 years ago. They are not any better at this, really, than anybody else. You don't have to be afraid of the Chiefs in the draft like they are, you know, future seers or something. They have not had that kind of success. What they've had is they've won. And they have Mahomes. So a receiver is, I mean, you're not going to be able to do better than going to that team right now. So it's easy to see him succeeding, but...
But even with that advantage, guys they've drafted have not gotten off. They've missed. They've got misses. They've got more receiver misses recently than the Bills have.
Well, they've
tried
because
more.
The Bills haven't.
Yeah, the Bills haven't
picks.
Done it.
They
right.
haven't made those
But
picks.
They've tried and missed. So, and that includes Tony too. I mean, that's a trade, but still, I mean, that's a guy that they were counting on, I think, to be, even last year, they were supposed to be the number one guy.
I don't know what specific to the caller's point. It's fine, you know. What specific reason the Bills would have had, or reasons for not liking Xavier Worthy as much as the Chiefs did. You know, there could be one, there could be 20. Of course, there's going to be a range of opinions about these guys, and that's normal, but I don't know the answer to that question. Here's what I will predict for tonight. Whichever of these receivers the Bills pick, Allen will have wanted them. I'll say that. That Allen will have wanted. Maybe he's worked with them, whoever it is. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe he spent every minute when he wasn't golfing of the last 2 months with Xavier Worthy, and the Bills shunned him and let the Chiefs take him.
Right.
But I doubt it. So I wonder what will happen on that front. Because that's happening, you know, that's Stroud and Tank Dell, too. You know, guys that didn't even play college together. Stroud hadn't even played in the league at all yet, and he had a voice in who they were drafting.
Maybe that was Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. They threw some before they drafted both players yesterday. So.
And we heard Allen say he a little bit tried to back up from it, but he did say recently how he texted Dalton Kincaid to Brandon Bean at last year's draft. So it could be that there's one of these guys. Maybe somebody would know who it is that he works out with. Maybe it's more than one. If I knew that information, I would sort of want to predict that would be the guy they pick.
Not knowing what kind of grades they've got on any of these guys. Like digging back in, sort of circling back, like reading stuff I read months ago about all these guys. There is some stuff in Keenan Coleman's profile that screams Bills. Digs in as a run blocker, downfield just murdering defensive backs. Like, you think the Bills aren't their hearts aren't beating a little faster thinking about that because Gabe Davis, like athletic physical profile, like there's a guy. He reads a little like Davis on paper. Doesn't create a great deal of separation. Not a real subtle route runner. Right, that's Davis, but big body and man, he'll maul you in the run game. Maybe that's their plan.
I think that could be right. It certainly makes sense. And the Bills might be thinking at the end of round two for Coleman or round three even, because none of these receivers we've talked about very often has had more negative analysis to my ears than he. So if that could be the Bills' bet that Coleman is a faller, and if they like his profile, then that happens, I would say. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on Facebook Live today and also here on WGR. Hey now, welcome back. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR, and on Facebook Live until 6. Sal Capaccio will join us at 6 to get us closer to 7 when round 2 starts and the Bills are first up, which is really fun. This is, you know, pretty unusual. First pick of the second round, which I think is kind of a genius move, moving from 32 to 33. They did great in that trade value-wise. And you have all this time to field offers, to make calls, to, you know, reanalyze everybody, whatever. Give yourself that much more power, control over things, you know, here tonight. And if it's one of these receivers that most people would have thought would have been fine picks at the end of round one that you take, okay, you got a little bit of extra stuff to go with it. Or if it's Cooper DeJean, this defensive back from Iowa, then we'll really be
then we're rolling.
Really be then we buzzing
are,
then.
We are really rolling then, because then it'll be, okay, how long does it take to get from 33 to 60? Who's going to be? Javon Baker? Like that's where we're going to be living if they do that. And I'm not just intrigued by the possibility of this defensive back from Iowa, DeJean, because of McDermott. Like, you know, I don't know. I've read the bio. I don't know if the kid's got wrestling in his background. If he did, like, forget it. It'd be a cinch.
Oh, that is rude.
But I think they could really use a player that reads like this guy reads right now. I don't think they need it more than they need a receiver, but I like the guy. So I don't know. You tell me they come out of tonight with him and, I don't know, Keon Coleman and Jalen Polk somehow? Okay. Like, that might be optimal. That's my double dip. And I also addressed another need. Like, okay.
But still nobody, I don't want to go the other direction on you, but like still nobody that people will buy as an immediate wide receiver one, you know? Like, that's still, even if it's McConkey, might be the best guy left. That's still going to be in question. I guess it has to be.
The only guys that fit that bill were the top three guys, I think.
I agree.
I don't think Brian Thomas Jr. even. As this went on, I got more enamored of Worthy, and now that's hurting me because the Chiefs got him, and less enamored with Brian Thomas Jr.
Yep, same. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
that intro, it helped me a little bit, but because it's the Chiefs, it gets right back into my head. And here's my thing. Brandon Bean is all, trust me, trust me, trust me. You know what? We haven't won anything. We have not won it. And you trade with the team that owns you? I mean, it is just so infuriating. And not for nothing. It's not like you're just giving a team a speed guy. You're giving the best quarterback in the league another weapon. We can't guard Travis Kelce. How are we going to guard a guy that runs a 4-2? I'm going to have to listen. I'm aggravated yep. going tonight.
But, look, I hear you. I do think it's right to remember, like Bean said this, and I don't think it's just convenient for him to say it or assert it. The Bills might have used the pick. They could have traded with someone else. They could have traded with Carolina at that moment to go to 33, and the Chiefs sitting there could have still gotten Worthy at 32, or they could have traded with someone else just behind the Bills. They might have just ended up there anyway. If the Bills didn't value the player, the right thing to do if you're running a team is to not worry about what is going to happen to the player. It's hard. It's a thought experiment. It's mental gymnastics for us because the Chiefs are living in our kitchens, some of us. And so, you know, it worries you. But I would not want – imagine if they've got all their grades and it's you know, stacked the way it's stacked that leads them to get out of there and not draft this player and allow Kansas City to do it. Imagine if instead, at that moment, all things are the same. The grades are the same. Brandon Bean says, oh, my God, the Chiefs called. They want to move up. I think we better draft Xavier Worthy. I mean, would you want that dude running your team?
You would never know that, but right.
I would never want that guy running my team. You assail their process all you want. They spent a year doing this. And to throw it away because Andy Reid called and you're scared.
Well, you don't even need your own scouting staff
right,
anymore then.
That would be embarrassing.
Look, everybody. Come on. I mean, I'm not usually your neighborhood cheerleader guy. 48-18 over the last 4 years. 3-1 against the Chiefs, by the way, in those 4 years, in the regular season. I know. Have a little faith. Finally, they traded down. I have been critical of them trading up for Elam and even Kincaid. Like, come on, do you really need to do that? Bean, the other day, himself admitted, I might deserve criticism for that. You know, he was real about it. This year, in a year where everybody agrees, so many of the receivers are about of the same quality, of course this is what you would do. Of course this is what you would do. This makes a lot of sense, the most sense.
Just not with the Chiefs.
Whatever. It'll give us a guy to talk about for years to come. Xavier Worthy. He went from, okay, to, oh my God, how are we going to beat him? How about play a game first? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this timeout. Thanks for being with us. It's a huge day. 7 o'clock for round two with the Bills up first. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.